for these will be great times. For there's nothing too hard for you. You that's learned to hear my voice and walk in the Spirit, that you'll walk paths that I'll send you on where you'll do things for me. And I mean great things, saith the Lord. So here, in these times of plenty, when you did not have to subject yourself, you did not have to bend your knee, that from your heart came the love that you wanted to learn to yield yourself to the Holy Spirit, that He might teach you of present times and things to come. For listen to me. Oh, there'll be multitudes that the Holy Spirit will fall on these days. There'll be teachings that will equip them. There'll be multitudes that'll be turning to me. For this operation of the Spirit that I'm bringing forward will be such manifestation, such display, that you believe people wanted the teacher, wanted to give themselves over completely that they might walk down your path with strong. And these days, wait till you see people who turn to me not because of their problems, but turn to me because they saw a challenge that they wanted to live up to and believed what I said and gave themselves, trusting in faith that no matter what happened, if they kept their course, that I would bring the change in the things they've desired to see for so long. We took this course because we found out from the teaching and reading that book that what kind of problems we have step by step. If you won't quit, He'll bring you out. So we mostly came not because of the power exactly, but because of getting the pressures off and taking this path out and in too. But there'll be many, many also that moved everything they've ever laid their hands on. And when they see these things as truth, at times there'll be very short works done. And they'll hold on to me and move forward with no fear for their life. What am I seeing? God came because we did have problems, not because we didn't. A lot of times the reason that we turn to something like this is because of the problems that we want to, Him to help us and leave behind and change. But I saw a strange crowd. They were a crowd that were high achievers. All they had to know is just what to do. And I saw Him somehow get to them, and they thoroughly believed what was said. And all of that that they had in their character, they turned towards the change that would produce this. Now myself, I started coming because I, under conviction, and my life wasn't so minimum wageless. Raising three kids on minimum wage when I first got to Oregon. But I had a stubborn streak like we're talking about. So I made it past the takeout point. It's a whole lot easier when somebody went before you, tell you what to expect. I don't know who this crowd is going after, but I believe they're money people too. I believe they'll turn their fortune-making skills over to just feeding the outreach of these gospels as they move forward. People like that.